Thanks, Michael. Leading our news this morning, retirement incomes look set to be the government's next policy battleground. Former Prime Minister Paul Keating says allowing people to dip into their super to buy their first home would seriously undermine the system. Seniors groups and some backbenchers are also worried that linking pension increases to inflation rather than the average wage will leave pensioners worse off.
What it will mean for older Australians who are fully reliant on the pension is that their lives will be adversely affected and they will struggle to live with dignity in their later years simply because cost pressures will make it impossible for them to do so.
Michael O'Neill there on possible changes to the pension. The Treasurer's defamation case against Fairfax Media will continue in the federal court in Sydney today. Joe Hockey is suing the media company over a series of articles published last year about his involvement with a Liberal Party fundraising group. Lebanese authorities have reportedly detained an Australian man suspected of having links to a terrorist group. Lebanon's national news agency says the man was detained at his home near Tripoli. The region is a hotbed of Sunni extremists with links to Islamic State militia and other radical groups. And one dog is dead and two others have fallen ill in a suspected case of poisoning at the prestigious international dog show Crufts in Britain. The award-winning Irish setter named Jagger came second in its event. The dog collapsed and died after returning home to Belgium.